Hi there. The word for today is theory or truth. In Romans 4 verse 25, Paul writes that Jesus was, quote, raised to life to make us right with God. Harry Houdini, known as the Great Houdini, promised his friends that when he died, he'd come back again and talk to them. And some actually consulted mediums to see if there was any word from him from beyond the grave. But of course there wasn't. Listen, only one man who promised to rise from the dead kept that promise, and his name was Jesus. And he did it, Paul says, quote, to make us right with God. What does that mean? Illustration. Business transactions in Bible days were relatively uncomplicated. Once the seller laid down the price and the buyer picked it up, the deal was done. Are you getting the picture here? You are, aren't you? On Good Friday, Jesus laid down the price, his life, his body. And on Easter Sunday, God picked it up, and your salvation was paid for. But you know what? The greatest proof of the resurrection is found in the transformed lives of people all over the world. A songwriter puts it like this: you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In one of his final appearances recorded in the book of Revelation, Jesus announced, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And today Christ stands knocking at the door of your heart, saying, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Look, unless you know Christ personally as your Savior, you're without hope, not only in this world, but in the next one, the one to come. The resurrection of Christ is your only hope. Without it, you've nothing to look forward to but a big hole in the ground. So today, repent of your sins and place your trust in the one who died and rose again for you. And that's the word for you today.